This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another TV talk, or should I say She-Hulk TV talk. Okay, my criticism for this show has always and completely been all about the length of the episodes. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but that seems to be the case here. I also don't want to start off with something negative, but at the same time, like, that's instantly afterwards, I was like, man, these episodes, I feel like when they're just getting started, they end. And I get that they've got, you know, these are expensive shows to make and yada, yada, yada. But even still, like, I feel like this episode and last episode would have been really good as a whole episode. And probably even still felt a little short, honestly. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to going back and binging this show because it's an interesting structure, right? Like, to our knowledge thus far, it doesn't have like a massive overarching story. But at the same time, we do know that it does. We know somebody's out there that's trying to get her blood. We're getting a throwback to the first episode with Titania coming in and suing over the moniker She-Hulk, which I think is a fun concept. I think that's the big thing. Like, this show is just a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun that's going on, and it just feels, it's like a taste of fun, and I want more of a full dessert, or a full dish, if you will. We got introduced in this episode to the concept, I guess, of Donny Blaze. Not to be confused with Johnny Blaze, as I did for the first three or four times his name was said. I was like, whoa, they're doing something very, very different with Ghost Rider. But no, that is not Johnny Blaze. This is, in fact, Donny Blaze. Now, I am not familiar with any kind of character named Donny Blaze, so I've got to imagine this is just a throw, you know, kind of a nod to the Ghost Rider character from the comics. In this, though, we do get a return of Wong. I was very thrilled to see Wong. And, you know, I do like the fact that her little, that She-Hulk's, when she's like breaking the fourth wall, she's talking to us and everything. I love how they anticipate how many of us are going to interact with the show. Because, like, I really, like, as soon as she did this, like, oh, you're excited to see Wong again? I was like, yes, She-Hulk, I am excited to see Wong again. And I liked his use here more so than I did last week. And this kind of gets into the whole thing that I said before, right? Like, I feel like this episode would have felt more full to pair both, you know, the establishing of Wong kind of coming in with the Blansky case. And then, you know, have him kind of with his own little side adventure right here. But it would have felt longer and more connected and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, we do see kind of a fun little interaction here. This kind of question of, is magic real, or is real magic something that can actually be protected by the law? And these are the, like, kind of pseudo ridiculous in our mind, but extremely serious concepts that would exist in a world where magic does actually exist. I'm curious as to whether or not we've seen the conclusion of this case, or if they're going to pick it up next week, because it did kind of end on a, all right, well, we got the cease and desist in place and everything else. We got a team up, by the way, between She-Hulk and the Sorcerer Supreme. I thought that was pretty cool. Dating, of course, in your 30s does suck. I mean, I don't know. I got married pretty early in my 20s, but regardless, so I hear. And one of the things that I think this episode explored well is just the general, you know, going from the early excitement of getting on the dating apps and then kind of over time getting a little worn down to the point where you're like, what on earth is this? And then, you know, possibly finding something good. And then like, well, you know, you wanted a meal, but you got a snack. You know, it is what it is. Look, I thought that her concept of trying to figure out who she is, or rather how she engages with the world, is kind of a big thing that's been pushed throughout the entire series, right? Like, you know, she wants to be Jen, but at the same time, her new job, her job won't accept her because she's also She-Hulk. The new job only wants her as She-Hulk. They don't want her as Jen. As she enters into the dating pool, she finds out that She-Hulk has a little bit of a higher, you know, caliber of swiped people. I didn't do the apps. I don't know what the terminology here is, but regardless, She-Hulk is having a lot better luck on the dating apps than Jen is, and everything's great until she turns back into Jen. Although I kind of feel like Dr. Dude was probably going to like peace out early on, even if it was She-Hulk there the next day. he might have felt a little bit more comfortable doing it since it was Jen instead of She-Hulk, but I don't know. That was just my two cents. You know, that we made mention to the fact that she did get attacked by the Wrecking Crew last episode, but we don't really pick up that storyline more yet. There's a lot of little threads. Every single one of these episodes has kind of been leaving a lot of little threads. And again, this kind of allows them to have each individual episode focused on whatever that case may be for that particular week, while also kind of laying the groundwork for something in the end. And I am still of the mindset that we're going to see the leader come back in a massive way. I think that he's going to end up being kind of the surprise big bad of the series. I know that all the marketing has been pushing for Titania. I just don't see kind of this, like, you know, superpowered influencer also being kind of this blood scientist person. Like, to me, that just makes sense that it would be the leader. And in some form or fashion, she may either be working with the leader or I don't know, or they may, I don't know. This is just my theory. I haven't seen too many people talking about this. I'm kind of surprised because to me, it seems like those breadcrumbs are all there. But at the same time, I could be super wrong. But you know, if I'm not, I will gloat. Oh, I will gloat. So yeah, overall, another fun, exciting episode with, you know, some light, you know, popcorn humor, some good action with the whole demon fight and the magician, you know, the magician's house and everything. I mean, like, it was great. It's fine. It was fine. It was fine. That's the big thing, right? Like, it's fun. It's fine. I think it could be better. And I think really the big thing that it needs to be better is just to be bigger. Like, at least stretch out the episode to more like a full 30 minutes, because like when it's all said and done, you only get about 20 minutes, if that, of an episode, with the, you know, end credits being like, you know, a good like one third of the runtime. So yeah, I just, please, you know, if season two, which I hope there will be a season two, then more money, Disney, please. Let's make these longer. That's just my two cents. All right. Well, I'd love to hear what y'all are thinking. What are y'all thinking about She-Hulk? Let me know your thoughts on this episode. You can head over to our contact information that can be found at tvtalk.fm. You can find all that wonderful stuff there. You can also follow us on Twitter at tvtalkfm as well. That's going to do it for me, but don't worry. I'll be back in a flash.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.